few Divrei Cyrus and Shavuos. And hopefully it'll be chesed for all of us, including myself. It's a very famous Gemara in Pesach. Gemara in Pesach in Landas, Samech Ches, Samech Bey, says the following. Gemara brings down and has a discussion. What's the halacha on Yom Tov in general? How do you divide Yom Tov? How do you divide Yom Tov? Is Yom Tov, you mind closing the door? How do you divide Yom Tov? Is Yom Tov Chetzio Lashem, Chetzio Lachem? Or is Yom Tov either Kulo Lachem or Kulo Lashem? So the Gemara says it's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says that on Yom Tov a person could either spend his whole day eating and drinking or sitting and learning. It's either kulo lochem, you're enjoying yourself, or it's kulo lashem, it's all for Hashem. That's Rabbi Les's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, chalkei. Yeshua says you divide it, that's how we paskin, chetzio lachilu v'shtiyo, chetzio leis ha-medrash. Half for you, half for Hashem. Then the Gemara says, very famous statement, Omar Rabbi Lozer, a couple of lines later, it says, hako modim ba'atzeres, everyone agrees that on Shavuos, you need to have your own enjoyment. You have to have good food. Tell it to the caterer. You need a good cheesecake. You need a good cheesecake. Why? My time, says the Gemara, Yom Shenitna by Torah. Because it's the day the Torah was given. Very famous Gemara. So the Gemara says that even the opinion that says, then on a regular Yom Tov, you don't have to eat meat or drink wine and have physical pleasures, enjoy the day physically. Shavuos, everyone agrees you have to have physical enjoyment because it's the day that the Torah was given. That seems a little incongruous. It's the day the Torah was given. And Rabbi Eliezer holds in general that on a regular Yom Tov, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. That's what we're discussing. The mitzvah of enjoying Yom Tov, of having Simcha on Yom Tov. Through sitting and learning all day in the base medrash, if that's what you enjoy, that's what Blessed says you do on Pesach, that's what he says you can do on Sukkot. So Shavuos, Kal v'chomer, no? Shavuos, they got the Torah. We should sit and learn all day, according to Blessed. No, Gemara says, Blessed says, everyone agrees, when it comes to the Matan Torah, you need lechem, you need your own enjoyment, and you have to celebrate, because that's the day the Torah was given. You have to have physical pleasure. A little strange. Now the Gemara says a little bit further. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef b'yoyimu da'atzar ta'omar. Rabbi Yosef on Shavuos used to say to his wife, Avdi li egla tilso. Rabbi Yosef used to tell his wife, please make for me a succulent third calf. A calf that's, I mean, Rashi says, it's the third from its mother's womb. It's the best kind of calf, the choicest meat. That's what I'd like you to make for me on Shavuos. Omar! The Gemara continues. He used to say, why do I want you to make for me such a shmack of steak? Eli hayoimo the kagorim, because if not for this day, kamo Yosef ika bishuka. There are many people named Yosef in the marketplace. There are many people named Yosef. So what exactly does he mean? So Rashi says the following. Rashi says, why, first of all, in the earlier Gemara, does a person have a chiyuv of simcha on Shavuos? There's a mitzvah of simcha b'basa v'yayin on Shavuos, according to all the Tanoim. Even those that said, Rabbi Lezer, who says, on a regular Yom Tov, you can just sit and learn all day. When it comes to Shavuos, he holds you have to eat meat. You have to celebrate physically. Says Rashi, Sheyismach bo b'maychol v'mishneh. You have to rejoice on Shavuos with good food. Laharos, to demonstrate shenomach u'mekubul yoimzeh liYisrael shenitna Torah boy, that we're happy with this day. We're so excited that this day is here because this is the day that we receive the Torah, and we're excited that we got the Torah. We're so happy we have the Torah. We're going to throw a big party. We're going to eat steak. to show how happy we are that we got the Torah. Then the Gemara says, what was Rav Yosef saying? Rav Yosef said, he told his wife, make for me corned beef, or I don't know, special lamb chops. Make for me special lamb chops from the third calf, because it's the most tasty succulent meat. Because it's not for this day, there are many people named Yosef in the marketplace. Says Rashi, very famous Rashi. One of my favorite Rashis in Shas. Rashi says, Ilav ha-yoymo, shalomayeti toyrov in Israel, manti, harei anoshim harbi b'shuk, sheshmon Yosef, uma beini lebeino. Says Rashi, Yosef told his wife, I want you to make a really big party on Shavuos. Give me great steaks, lamb chops. Because if not for this day, there are many people named Joe in the street. Says Rashi, and I became who I became. I became Rav Yosef because I learned Torah, v'nisroi mamti, and I was elevated by the study of Torah. Therefore, we have to celebrate. Celebrate, I'm a different person because of studying Torah. So you see here in the Gemara, following important idea. When a person learns Torah, he's changed, he's elevated. He becomes a more refined person, a person who's closer to Hashem. He's a different person, he's not a regular Joe on the street. V'nisrei shalomadeti Torah, v'nisrei mamti. You learn Torah, you learn Torah properly. You will be changed, you'll be elevated. Torah is not like any other subject. When you learn math, or you learn science, you learn history, it doesn't necessarily change you. But if you learn Torah, and you could be learning, it doesn't matter what you're learning, you could be learning Abba Avos, you could be learning Megillah, you could be learning any part of Torah. Changes you. In a straight mountain, you become elevated. You become elevated. Shavuos is a yom tov. The Gemara is telling us that we have to have a simcha that we receive the Torah. We have to have a joy. We got the Torah. And by virtue of the fact that we have the Torah, we have the chance of transforming ourselves, of elevating ourselves, to become different people, to be more refined. There's a very famous Gemara in Sefer Shabbos, which talks about Matan Torah. It's a beautiful Gemara. I really suggest if you haven't learned it yet, ever in your life, and you're looking for something to learn on Shavuos night, or any other time over Shavuos, it's a beautiful piece of Gemara to learn, starting from the Gemara Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph, through, I think, Pei Tes, to the Mishnah. It's all about Matan Torah and Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara there tells us, on Daf, I think it's Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "I'm going to be Shua B'Levi." The Bishua B'Levi said, "B'Shua Sha'ola Moshe L'Amara." When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, "Omru Malachi Asharis Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The angel said before Hashem, "Ma Liyavud Isha B'Neinu?" Why is there a human being in our midst? What's he doing here? Someone who was born from a mother in our midst with the angels. Amar Elohim, Shem said to the angels, L'kabel Torah Ba. He came to receive the Torah. Amar Lufanov, the angel said to God, Chemda Benuza, a hidden treasure, which was hidden for 974 generations before the world was created. You're going to give that L'basar to dog, to flesh and blood. What is the significance of man? The glory of God is upon the whole universe. How can you give the Torah to man? So the Gemara says, famous Gemara, we probably all learned this Gemara once upon a time. Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, respond! Give them an answer. They're saying, you shouldn't get the Torah. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu, Gemara says, dramatic description of how he debated against the Malachim and disprove them to receive the Torah. He said to them, it says in the Torah, the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. You have parents. It says in the Torah, you know, not to eat basar v'chalav. You guys eat. The Torah, you're right, the Torah is something that is very, very spiritual, very lofty. The Torah relates to this world. It relates to this world. It's not something that's just totally abstract, that is esoteric, abstract, spiritual, celestial. It relates to this world. Therefore, he received the Torah. So I heard this morning, I was listening to a shir, heard the following deal in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off that the angel said to Hashem, Mali Yilud Isha Be'enu, why is someone who was born from a mother here with us? And then Hashem answers, Likabel Torah Bo, he came to receive the Torah. Then it says, they said back, you're going to give this great treasure, Lebasar V'dam, to a person? Why does the Gemara change its language from the Yilud Isha to Enosh, to Basar V'dam? Why does the Gemara change? So I heard a shiur this morning from the Mashkiach of the Chevron Yeshiva across the road, Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan. He said the following. He said, maybe he was quoting another sefer, he said that Basar V'dam Yilud Isha signifies that man is a very physical being. He comes, his creation is through physical, you know, reproduction, parents. That's how man is created. He's a physical being. Very physical being. So the angels came with an argument to Hashem. How can you give the Torah to man? Man is such a physical being. How can you give it to the Torah? The Torah is so spiritual, so exalted, so lofty. How can you give it to him? Hashem answers, L'kabel Torah Ma! He came to accept the Torah. He came to receive the Torah. Then from that point on in the Gemara, the description of man changes. Not to Yilud Isha, but rather to Ma Enosh Kisis Kerenu. What is man? The Gemara has a change. Explains Rav Kaplan. What the Gemara is telling us is that once a person, it's true, before a person studies Torah, he's very physical, and it's very difficult for him to connect the spirituality into spiritual things, to be spiritual, or to make spirituality the primary part of his life before you learn Torah. But once you come to learn Torah, once you have that commitment, and you put in the effort, you talk to learn, you study Torah, Torah has this magistical effect that it transforms you, it elevates you. You become on a higher plane. You're not a purely physical being. You're a person that spirituality can be the anchor in your life. And it works both ways. Not only the spirituality is the anchor in your life, but the Torah is not just something purely spiritual and abstract, but it's something that relates to how we live in this world. Which is what Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing back to the Malachim. But the key point is that once a person comes and he's mekabel on himself Torah, he accepts upon himself the responsibility, the obligation of learning Torah, of studying Torah, and he engages in the Talmud Torah and learning Torah, he will be transformed, he'll be changed. As the Gemara says in Psachim, Rabbi Yosef said, I gotta throw a party on Shavuos because this day made me who I am. This day, but Rabbi Yosef wasn't around at Matan Torah. But no, he says, the fact that I learned Torah, that changed me, that misraimed me, that elevated me. Learning Torah changes a person. And I'm sure every one of you can say about himself that at some point, or in your lifetime, whether it was this year, whether it was earlier in your life, you had an experience that through learning Torah, you felt you were changed. You became different, more sensitive, deeper perspective on life. Learning Torah changes a person. It elevates you, changes who you are. It's a beautiful pshat that I saw from the Rav in the sefer called Divrei Hagos VaHashava. Rav writes as follows. He's talking about that man has to redeem himself. Man has to redeem himself. So he says through prayer, when a person truly prays and understands what tefillah is, son of Hashem, it's a redemptive experience. He's able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to elevate himself. He says, similarly, when it comes to learning Torah, he quotes the famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us in the Seches Nida. The Gemara is Nida Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, we all heard this Gemara, I'm sure. The Gemara says that before a baby is born, there's an angel that teaches the baby in the mother's womb the entire Torah. And then when he's born, a malach comes and slaps him, and he forgets the entire Torah. So the obvious question that everyone asks is then, what's the point? What was the point of learning it all in order to then forget it? And then to have to now relearn it for the rest of your life in this world. Says the Rav, the Pshat as follows. Did you ever have an experience when you were learning Torah and something clicked, it made sense, and you had a feeling of joy, of simcha? Yes! Every person who had learned, who learns Torah properly, who really tries to understand something, and he works at it, or he looks up a pshat, and he has a discovery, wow, like we had just before, an amazing shtickel Torah from the Rav, pshat in the 3, 5, and 7 aliyahs. It was exciting, it was mamish. I was besimcha when I learned this pshat. And it's not the first time I learned it. I'm still besimcha. Says the Rav, what's pshat? Why is a person besimcha? It's the simcha of rediscovering yourself. When you learn Torah, it's exciting because when you understand Torah, you're discovering yourself. You're discovering and recovering the Torah that you learned when you were a baby. It's deep in the recesses of your heart, the recesses of your mind, Torah. And when you learn it, you figure it out, and it makes sense, and it all comes together. It's exciting. Why is it so exciting? Not because only intellectually it's exciting. There are a lot of things that intellectually could be exciting. No, this is exciting because on a spiritual, neshama level, you're rediscovering yourself. There's a geula, there's a redemptive aspect to Talmud Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's redeeming his own soul. Not only because he is now coming closer to Hashem, but he's rediscovering himself when you learn Torah. I'm going to tell you, you're rediscovering yourself. And you become elevated, as we saw in the Gemara of Pesachim. You're elevated. You see who you really are. You're not just Stama Joe on the street. You're a Ben Torah. You have so much. So much. Deep within you. That's what the Rav says. I want to read with you in terms of Shavuos. I want to just read two more points. It's a very fundamental sefer called Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is a Musa sefer. You could call it a Musa sefer. Most people call it a Musa sefer. It's not really a Musa sefer. It's a sefer, really a philosophy of Hashkafa, written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Talmud Mubok of the Gaon of Vilna, the Talmud Mubok of the Vilna Gaon. And although Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he had many chidushim in all the shas, which is Talmidim quoted, but he didn't write any chidushim on shas. But he wrote two svarim, which I think they may have even been the first svarim that he published, which was Nefesh HaChaim and Ruach HaChaim, which have fundamental ideas about Torah, davening, all kinds of things. The fourth chapter, fourth section, which has actually about 30 chapters to it, the fourth section, Shaar Dalet, is all about studying Torah. Chaim Volozhiner writes there unbelievable, amazing things about learning Torah. So in Perikid Aleph he says, when a person learns Torah properly, he is sustaining the entire world. Because it says in the Zohar that Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are one. And when you attach yourself to the Torah, you're attaching yourself to Hashem and you're sustaining the world, as the Pasuk says, in Sefer, I think it's Yirmiyah, it says, "In lo brisi yom v'layla, if not for my covenant that was studied day and night, chuko shamayim v'aretz lo samti, the heaven and earth, the laws of heaven and earth would not remain intact." When a person learns Torah, he is sustaining the world. And when he learns Torah, he's attached to Hashem. He's Yizdovok in Hashem. And Hashem is learning with him. B'chaim V'loshner explains. Many, many sources. And if a person toils in Torah, Hashem is b'simcha. He says, he's fulfilling, this person is fulfilling the purpose of the world. So when it comes to Shavuos, we have to realize that Shavuos is man matan Torah seinu, we say. It's in the present tense. And the Sfarim explained that every year the Kabbalah Satorah is renewed on Shavuos. Shavuos is an opportunity for us to renew our commitment to Torah, our acceptance of studying Torah, to demonstrate our excitement over the fact that we have the Torah. How grateful we are that we have such a gift of Torah. That's what Shavuos is an opportunity for. And when a person learns Torah, not only is he, as the Chaim V'loshner says, sustaining the whole world and bringing bracha into the whole world, he's rediscovering himself, as we saw from the Rav. Just want to conclude. There's a very famous little paragraph, a little piece of an essay, which was written by the Beis Yosef, Maran Abet Yosef, in his Sefer, which is a Kabbalistic Sefer, called the Magid Meisharim. The Sefer Magid Meisharim is a Sefer which was written by the Beit Yosef, Yosef Karo, in the 1500s, in which he's writing down Chidushei Torah that were taught to him by a Malach, a Magid. So he says he had regular visitation from an angel who came to teach him Torah, Kabbalistic Torah on Chumash. It's printed in the Sefer. You can read it. You can look it up. I don't know if you'll understand it, but you can look up at least this part of it. It's called the Magid Meisharim. So Rav Yosef Karo writes in his Sefer Magid Meisharim. Okay, he tells us an episode of Maisa Shehoya that happened in Sfat in his group, in his Beis Medrash. This Talmidim and Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, who was the author of the Chadodi, who wrote also, he was a very famous Kabbalist who lived in Tzfat, who wrote a Perush on Megillas Esther called Manos HaLevi, many other Sfarim. It's like a first-hand, you know, report, basically, what happened. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Maybe I'll make a copy of it and I'll give it out to you guys. Rabbi Blasky made a copy and gave it out to one of his Amunah Shiur. But in it, he talks about, this is from the Balbus Musa Sefer, he brings it down. In it, he basically says, now Shavuos night, the Mechaber of Yosef Karo, with his friends and students, were staying up, learning all night long. And it describes their the order of how they learned. Okay, they learned Chumash, they learned Mishnayis, they learned Gemara, it says they learned already two Masechtas, and he said that suddenly they heard a heavenly voice come out in the Beis Medrash and speak to them. It was a voice that was emanating from somewhere in the room. It was not the voice of Rav Yosef Karo, of anyone else there, that said to them these words. He said, Ashreichem v'ashrei yolartechem. Your praise and praises your parents that fathered you. Your praise in this world and praise in the world to come, that you devoted this night to crown me, which for so many years my crown is downtrodden, and now you restored the crown to its place of glory. And the Torah that you learned went straight up to Hashem. He says it was the Torah itself. It was a voice of the Torah itself that came to speak to them about how great it was, the learning of Torah that they had Shavuos night. Okay, and he has a whole long description about it. So we're not really on that madrega that on Shavuos night we have, you know, Gilui, Shechina, or Magidin, or hearing a baskal from the Torah. But you have to realize that Shavuos night is a very, very significant night. Definitely from the holiest nights of the year, if not the holiest. The night that we stay up for Kabbalah Satorah And the significance of learning on Shavuos night cannot be underestimated. Every word that you learn on Shavuos night with Asmada is unbelievably powerful, unbelievably precious. So Nitz Hashem, you should all take in mind how Shavuos is my mountain Torah saying we have to re-accept the Torah. If you re-accept the Torah, it says in Chazal, if you accept the Torah, and a couple quotes this, but I think it says that by Shavuos, in the Chumash, it doesn't say the Lashon of Chatos, by the Karbonos of Aseres, so it says, because the Psikta says that if you makabel the Torah, then your sins are forgiven. The person accepts upon himself the Torah on Shavuos, his sins will be forgiven. Baruch Hashem, you had already 7, 8, 9 months in yeshiva, and everyone can say that they grew over the course of the year. Some people more, some people less, but everyone was in some way, I'm sure, affected by Torah, like Gemara says about Rav Yosef. Shelamarti Torah v'nisraimanti. When it comes to Shavuos, we have to be besimcha over the fact that we received the Torah, that we have the Torah, over the fact that we're learning Torah, and that Torah is changing us. And if we're besimcha and we truly learn, that Be'ez Hashem will be zoche for all the brachas of what the Torah has, and really have simcha and a real Kabbalah Satorah.